This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's talk some dogs, guys. Mike Griffith joins us from Dog Nation. Last week was interesting, Mike, and appreciate you jumping on with us again. And we look forward to our weekly visits with you as we get ready for an incredible, hopefully an incredible season for the dogs. But Mike and I were saying this, and you said it last week, like how much would they show against Marshall? And I don't think they had to show a whole lot. They dominated where they needed to dominate. But if you had something to take away from the game that you felt like they need to improve on, what would that be, Mike Griffith?
Oh, wow. You know, there was a few things. You know, they had some issues in short yardage. I think there were four situations where they had third and three or less with their starters in the game. They only converted once. That was when Gunner ran it. So, you know, that short yardage offense is something Kirby's talked about. Gunner really didn't put it downfield. Now, to be fair, Marshall was playing a lot of cover three, so there were a couple opportunities for him to put it downfield off some play-action shot, and he checked down. You know, hard to blame him when you got a guy like Zachariah Branch. So that's one thing we learned is, you know, this guy's got some juice and he's going to be a big part of the team. But I think the longest throw downfield was like 24 or 25 yards. And George only had one play that went for more than 25 yards the whole game. So we know that Kirby's talked about wanting to be explosive on offense. So we didn't really see the short yardage game needs work. They didn't really see the, you know, explosive part of the game that Georgia wants to see. You know, these are things, though, that take time. And, you know, Kirby talked about it being a process. And so this next game against Austin Peay, it's an opportunity to take a big step before you go to Rocky Top.
It's Mike Griffith, guys from Dog Nation, as we're live here at Napa. The flag giveaway continues to 7 here at Jonesboro Road in Morrow at the Napa store. Falcons, come on down, Falcon fans. You know, the thing is, it's hard to gauge, and be as respectful as you can, Mike, to Marshall, but we know the backstory. You know, the coach left for Southern Miss. They flipped more than half the roster. That offense is just terrible. So what could you gauge on the defensive performance?
Nothing, you know, and they didn't show anything. I mean, there was no pressure. And that's fine. I think the Georgia defense, I feel very comfortable saying this. I don't think there's anything to worry about. Like, I really feel like all the boxes are checked. I think they're deep and talented at every level. I think this could be the best defense in the SEC. Now, Texas is awful good, too. You saw that. They held Ohio State to 11 first downs and 14 points and 203 yards. So Texas defense is going to be nasty. But Georgia defense, this is going to be the best defense we've seen since 2022. So that's the good news. But the questions about the offense, I mean, I'm pretty sure Tennessee is going to be better than Marshall. And so,
yeah,
you know, having to go for it on fourth down on your first two drives, I mean, Kirby's not going to do that in Knoxville. So those were really field goal drives.
Right.
You know, and then the third touchdown came on a 20-yard drive after a blocked punt, which was a great play. But, again, you can't really count on that. So we're talking about needing fourth down conversions and block field goals to score touchdowns on Marshall on the first five or six possessions. And it is what it is. Now, maybe Kirby calls it different if it's Tennessee, and maybe Georgia will be that much better. But they really weren't as dominant offensively as I had maybe hoped they would be, if you're thinking the progress has been made on the offensive line and in the backfield.
Mike, as we talk about this offense, look, it's early, but we know what it takes to win a national championship. We've seen it. Do you feel like it's going to be dynamic? I mean, I saw the receivers. There were some plays. I went, okay, they didn't have that last year, Zachary. But at what point do we feel that? Do you think that happens in the Tennessee game? Because that's what I'm waiting on, where we see, okay, they have that ability to take it to another level. They didn't need to Saturday. I get that.
You know, college football has changed so much now, guys. It's almost two seasons. You know, last year when Notre Dame lost to Northern Illinois in the second week of the season, I don't think anybody thought they looked like a team that'd be playing for the national championship. So, you know, there's time for this team to develop. We know that Gunnar Stockton's made of the right stuff. You know, we know he watches all the film and he has all the intangibles. Can he grow like Stetson Bennett grew? I don't know. He doesn't appear to be as explosive of a runner, but he's probably a better student of the game. His arm strength seems on par, but I don't know that he can make all the throws. But forget that. The question you brought it up is, who's he throwing to? You know, Zachary Branch and who else? I mean, Brock Bowers isn't coming out of that tunnel. For all the talk about the Georgia tight ends, they haven't impressed the head coach, much less the fan base. So you haven't really got the pick-me-up there. I mean, the running game, it's going to be good, but, you know, DeAndre Swift and James Cook ain't coming out that tunnel. So I think it's really more about the supporting cast and the offensive line. You know, they lost four guys. So
right.
There's a lot of growth that needs to take place. It's really just about survival. And as much as we're sitting here talking about Georgia, there's just about every team in the SEC could be having this conversation about things they need to work on at this stage.
Mike Griffith with us, guys, from Dog Nation. And you mentioned the offensive line. Juan Gaston, Ernest Green banged up. I mean, it's big when you talk about ankle injuries. You get a little skittish about that. But will the offensive line be in place for the Tennessee game?
Yeah, I would think Juan would be back. But, you know, his pass rush grade wasn't all that. I know they put out a nice clip of him destroying some guy when he was pulling. But, you know, the guy's got a little work to do in the pass D. Look, Tennessee's got a really good front. And, you know, they've got their final warm-up game this week against East Tennessee. Right now, to me, it's a two-game season. If you're a Georgia fan, it's a two-game season, right?
You got you're not fretting Alabama.
Game. Well, worry about Alabama after Tennessee. But right now, you better not look past the Big Orange because they're really good in their defensive front, and their quarterbacks come out swinging. I don't know what he's going to do against Kirby's pressure. I don't know how well those Tennessee receivers will get open against Georgia DBs. But conversely, I don't know how well Georgia's going to be able to run the ball into a pretty good Tennessee frame. That's Rodney Garner. You guys remember Rodney Garner. You know who he is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
They build pretty good defensive front up there. And if these guys can't block Marshall on third and short, you know, somebody's got to score first in Knoxville. I think that's going to be a low-scoring game.
Interesting. Mike Griffith joining us from Dog Nation, guys, talking about the SEC. Let's just kind of go around the conference real quick. Brian Kelly needed a big win, and he got it. Did that prove anything to you outside of the, you know, Nussmeier making some plays at the end? Or do you believe that LSU is going to be the real deal?
No, I think they're the real deal. You know, they were the real deal in the transfer portal. They were the real deal when it came to signing checks. You know, I asked Brian Kelly about that this week and said, you know, what's it like coming to this league trying? He said, look, you're not coming into this league and out-coaching anybody. You're not going to out-scheme anybody in the SEC. So there are no geniuses coming in. You got to get players. And LSU went out and spent money on players, and Alabama didn't. You know, I mean, heck, you know, look at Justice Haynes up there, the Buford guy that Georgia wanted to say. Heck, Georgia couldn't even get him out of the portal. He goes to Alabama, right. He takes the next trip out of town to Michigan. He's going for 159 yards. Alabama could have used him. Then they got Julian Sand, this five-star guy that was at Alabama. Ohio State bought him. Thank you very much. Buckeyes start him. And don't forget Caleb Downs. You know, speaking of Georgia kids that got away,
you're
best
right.
player in the SEC, now he's the best defensive player at Ohio State. If you take away, guys, if you take away the quarterback, the best running back, and the best defensive player off any team, they're not going to be as good. And that's what happened to Alabama. They didn't pony up at the table. They're still paying Nick Saban. This is true. They're still paying Nick Saban $500,000 a year. They better start putting that money in a portal to keep these kids around.
It's a great point because, you know, and by the way, we played that soundbite from Kalen DeBoer. Talk about a guy, sounds like he's reaching for straws. And, you know, you start to lose the support of some of the big money folks in Bama. I don't even know where that's going to go. Meanwhile, and you mentioned, you know, the rest of the SEC. What is your take on Sarkisian? Because Carl and I kind of went round and round after the Ohio State game. Arch Manning, is he overhyped, or is just the expectations were just so over the top? It was nothing short of 300 yards and four touchdowns was going to suffice.
Well, two different questions there. So you're probably right as far as the hype, and it was going to be hard to live up to. But, look, I put this on Sarkisian. You know, at the start of this conversation, we were talking about great defenses, and Texas has a great defense. Guess what? Arch gets to practice against those guys every day. So they didn't have him ready for the moment. I think Caleb Downs affected that game. You know, I think that they did some things defensively that confused him. And he wasn't certain, and he didn't look prepared for the moment. I also don't think the play calling was great. I mean, they were 1 of 5 on fourth downs. They got a really good running game, by the way. I don't know why they didn't keep running the ball. Sometimes I think Sark's guilty of that. But, yeah, I think I put that on the coaches as much as I do Arch Manning. Look, we've known this game was coming for a long time. They had a long time to get ready to play that game in Columbus, and they weren't ready for the moment. And that's on Steve Sarkisian. And, listen, I'm not a Sark hater. I like the guy. I think he's
right.
You know, I called him out in Atlanta and probably upset a lot of Texas people when I said I was insulted that he tried to pretend like NIL wasn't, you know, one of the priorities when kids go. Of course it is. Don't stand up there and lie to us. Don't tell us bald-faced lies in Atlanta when you're sitting in front of a room of 200 media people with IQs over, you know. Like, we're not stupid, Sark. You're not at a pep rally. You pay for players. Ohio State pays for players. Guess what? Georgia pays for players. And if Alabama could pay for better players, they might be competitive again. That's why Nick Saban left, because they didn't have the best players anymore. That's what Spurrier said was going to happen. He said Saban's going to leave when he doesn't have best players anymore. That's exactly what happened. So, but yeah, I put it on Sark because I think they've got the players. And I think Texas will be fine, though. I think they got a few games before they play another power conference team. They'll be back on the rails. SEC office gave them a bye week before the Georgia game. Thank you very much. Yeah. So I think Texas got plenty of time to get back on the rails. That's why they're still the favorites to win the SEC, according to DraftKings.com.
Yeah, no doubt about it. As far as contenders, just last thing for me. You know, you said LSU looks the part, and I agree with the money. I think it was $18 million they spent in the portal. Obviously, you know, you're talking about Texas, who I think at the end of the day will be there at the end of the year, but Sark's got to get his crap together. What about the surprise team? And I say this because what team, in your opinion, and I know, again, after week one, Mike Griffith, it's easy to say well, this team really looked good, but some of these teams we've been talking about, and, you know, is South Carolina, I thought that was a big win for Shane Beamer to start the season with the way they finished last year. I just feel like, you know what, and again, I don't know what they'll be, you know, week 10, but maybe they surprise some people here, not only in the SEC, but around the country.
I mean, look, listen, everybody loves Shane Beamer. I mean, everybody loves Shane Beamer, and, you know, Lenore Sellers is as good as they come, but I just don't think that was Virginia Tech over there, and not the one with Michael Vick 20 years ago either, okay? So let's not get too carried away about beating Virginia Tech and needing a special teams touchdown to distance yourself. I think South Carolina is still South Carolina. I think, you know, he does not have the supporting cast. I think they're going to miss the running back, Rocket Sanders, quite a bit. You know, Ole Miss put up 63 with Austin Simmons. You know, if they can run the ball effectively, that could be a team to watch for. Hugh Freeze and Auburn, you know, they went on the road and beat a good Baylor team. So, you know, that was the – and then Tennessee. You know, the transfer quarterback comes in and he's slinging it. So,
Aguilar.
You know, those are three teams now that are – you know, and let's not forget about Texas A&M. I mean, you know, they brought back a lot of talent, put away a UTSA team that's better than most people know. That just sounds like an alphabet, you know, soup school, but UTSA is actually pretty good. Yeah. We'll find out about A&M when they play Notre Dame. We'll find out about Tennessee when they play Georgia. We'll find out a little bit more about Ole Miss when they go to Kentucky. And as for Auburn, I mean, you know, I'm trying to think what their next big game is. Hugh Freeze is kind of all over the map, kind of like a knuckleball pitcher. You know, some games he looks great. Other games, you know, you just don't know what you're going to get from Auburn. It'd be interesting to see if they can find some continuity with Jackson Arnold at quarterback.
Great stuff, man. Mike Griffith, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week, man. Appreciate you.
Look forward to it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. You know, it's funny because you mentioned he had a great point. Texas had all summer to get ready for Ohio State, just like Clemson had all summer to get ready for LSU in their house. And Kate Klubnik basically saying, I spent more time focused on what they were doing than what we should have been doing. That's on coaching.
I mentioned this Monday when I said, coming out of the bye week, you expect your team in the NFL to be ready because you've had all week to prepare. Same thing applied for this game. And that's why it was crap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's why it felt the way it did for a lot of Texas fans, even though the defense played great. We'll see how it plays out, man. We love college football. We talk plenty of college football on this show, and that's what it's all about.
Look at this crowd, man. Make some noise over here, people online over here. That's what I'm talking about.
They said, I'll make my noise when I get these flags in my hand. I'll make my noise when I get this flag.
Jerry Snorwood signed autographs from, look at Miss State, my boy right here.
Yeah, they like, no, JJ, hurry up with these signings, man. I need to get my flag. Hey, we're coming back. Jesse Bates says this defense is going to look different. It's going to feel different. And we'll let you hear what he said about the DC next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.